absolutely.
I think I've seen that. Does it, it's about this high or something?
It can get that high, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Does it ever fold or anything?
No.
It just stays pretty close.
It goes straight on up.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
And then the leaves are straining out like that, you know?
Yeah.
And you break them off.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What kind of things would you have, kind of like lettuce or cabbage or something?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things would you else would you have that might come in heads?
Oh, lettuce, cabbage. That's about it. That's about it.
What about beans? What kind of different beans would you have?
Okay, you got your Kentucky Wonders. You got your string beans, snap beans, lima beans, great northern beans. You got your shell beans, you know, your field peas.
Yeah.
Field beans. Black eyes. You got your wax beans. White beans, pole beans, bush beans. That's about it.
What would Kentucky Wonders be?
Okay, it's like a string bean. Mm-hmm. You know, and it doesn't have the string in it.
Yeah.
You don't have to string them. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know, you just snap them and cook them.
What would bush beans be?
Okay, they're the beans that grow in a bush. You know, uh-huh. So like this plant here just grows in a bush.
Yeah.
And you don't have to stake it, you know, pole it like you do pole beans. Mm-hmm. You know, go through all the trouble. You know what I mean?
What would you call the outside of a, what would you call different parts of a bean?
Well, you got your
shell. Mm, that's the outside. Then you got your bean on the inside, your pod, where the bean sits in.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What would you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Shuck.
And what kind of different corns would you have?
Field corn, white corn, yellow corn, sweet corn.
And what? How would you describe different types? The main thing that would make them different?
Well, your field corn, like what we have now, it grows in tall stalks.
Mm-hmm.
The stalks get about 7-8 feet high.
Yeah.
Your sweet corn, the stalks doesn't get that high, and you got your problem with your bugs more so in that than you do.
Yeah.
Then you got just your plain yellow corn.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your white corn. Taste varies.
Yeah.
Sweet corn is sweet. Yellow corn is tender. Mm-hmm. At times.
Yeah.
White corn is sweet and tender, and it's white, you know. And then the field corn, I never had any of that. I'll be glad when this gets ready, I like to check it out, you know.
Yeah.
Most people say if you don't eat the field corn in time, like when you pick it, or if you don't freeze it when you pick it, it'll get hard on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly used, you know, after that, only thing to be good enough to do is feed cattle with.
Yeah.
Soon find out.
Yeah. What kind of insects would might be eating the corn or the other vegetables?
Weevils, cutworms, nematodes. Let's see. That's about it.
What would a nematode be?
I've never seen a damn nematode, but I can tell you what it'll do, man. It'll sure mess up a crop.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess they're microscopic.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't say if they're microscopic or not. You know, I really can't say. I'll tell you, though. It, like on a young crop of corn, it'll turn the heat, the leaves yellow.
Yeah.
You know, you could say, tell that's a sign of nematodes, you know. And leaves holes in your leaves. Best way to get rid of them is by using this dust, some sort of garden dust, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just spray it on it. Mm-hmm. That's about it.